Tonight, can I ask you, AJ, you've been on on stage with a lot of big names, and we've talked about a lot of them. Do any of them come up and tell you that, that new dad and say, man, you sound like him, or you're spitting image, and I bet that's happened a lot, and or just maybe get stories that you never knew about your dad?
Not really. I mean, I've been touring for a long time.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, most people, because I'm primarily a piano player, you know, they don't hear the connection.
Yeah.
That's why this show is so special, because, you know, I switch between piano and guitar. I play, you know, these songs. You know, I mean, you know, people thought I was a jazz, soul, R&B, you know, kind of classic rock and roll, you know, in the way of Little Richard or something, you
sure.
know, boogie or, you know, blues artist. I mean, people put me in a lot of different boxes,
yeah.
you know, they like, it sounds like Van Morrison. It sounds like, you know, John Lennon. It sounds like Elvis Costello. It sounds like, Ray Charles. It sounds
Dr. John.
Like this or that. Dr. John.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, and so, you know, I think that those were the comparisons, you know, playing with Willie Nelson, or playing, you know, where I get up there and play organ with him or piano or whatever. That's, you know, he's just doing it 'cause he likes the way I play.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people I play with, you know, they weren't doing it because of, they didn't need the connection,
right,
you know,
right.
to my dad, you know.
Jim Croce's kid, I hear he can play, get him. But no, they knew you were,
yeah.
they knew you were a good musician. They liked what you did.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, with Cowboy, who was the staff producer at Sun, you know, he heard that I was a solid piano player. He loved, you know, from Mae Axton, who wrote Heartbreak Hotel, and she had seen me play or heard me play and in a sort of intimate setting and was like, you know, you have to meet Cowboy, you have to. And so, you know, a few months later I was recording in Nashville and that was that, you know.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, meanwhile the whole rhythm section, you know, from Elvis's, you know, band was sitting on there listening, you know, so I'm no pressure there.
Yeah, how amazing was that? Know? Well, and yeah. being on stage with all these guys and you know, on stage and playing with Steve Cropper and Vince Gill just made you a better
yeah.
musician anyway. So when you're up
of
with
course.
When you're up with those pros, you probably feel like, yeah, I fit in pretty well.
Yeah, you know what, you know, I've sat in with the Time Jumpers, you know, I've played with a bunch of, you know, of course, B.B. King and the Nevilles and,
wow.
and, I mean, I can't name all the folks that I've played with.
When
but,
were you the most nervous? When were you about to throw up going on stage? Like, I can't believe I'm going on stage. Has there ever been that moment? Like, I can't go on stage with him. That's B.B. King. Was there a moment?
James Brown was pretty scary.
Wow. Yeah. Just because of what he demands from his players, I suppose.
I think that, you know, with Willie Nelson, even though I wasn't, you know, I got on the bus first, which was a big mistake, and I don't need to elaborate on that.
Not at all.
But, you know, I try and play, you know, I might have a beer or something, you know, before
right.
I play or,
sure.
you know, a drink, you know, Bushmills or something like that. But, you know, I try and be, you know, pretty cognizant, pretty
yeah.
sober when I go on and play and you know, playing with him, everything's pretty loose.
Sure.
So I was out of my element in that regard. That was scary.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I played, but I haven't, you know, felt that, you know, I mean, Leon and I played together, Leon Russell and I, and we wrote something on this album, Heart That Makes Me Whole. We wrote about 10 songs together.
Wow. But, you and Leon Russell did on this album.
Yeah, the second song.
Yeah, does it make it pretty bittersweet now that Leon's gone?
Well, yeah, I was hoping he was going to come in and play organ on that track, and that's how I originally got Cropper in on it was that I was like, you know, I want to make this really great. So we had the Muscle Shoals horns and the McCrary sisters, and I'm like, what's going to just put this song over the edge and make it something that Leon would be proud of. And, you know, I felt like I did it, you know, on the last record with something we wrote and, worked, you know, when I worked with Alan Toussaint and this time it was, you know, with Cropper and Dan Penn. And I think he'd be proud of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen Toussaint's name on records for years. Is this the one AJ Croce holds up right now? So far, this is my best. Pretty proud of it, or all of them are kind of your babies, and you love something about all of them.
I don't know. You know, it might be the best one.
Yeah, it's really good, AJ. It really is really good.
It's hard to say, but you know, when I finished it, I felt like this postpartum depression.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure whether it was the best or worst thing I'd ever done. You know, there was, you know, because it was live, because there was no fixing stuff, because, you know, Dan Penn didn't like to, punch in, and Dan, you know, worked in his way, you know, and I just trusted him because of all of his experience.
Yeah.
I came home with the with the master, and I was like, I can't tell. And for a couple months, I was pretty depressed, and I couldn't tell what it was. And then I realized, you know, I spent a lot of time trying to make this record right. And
You won't get depressed.
Now it's done.
Yeah, you won't get depressed. You won't get depressed listening to it. And if you are depressed, you'll be not depressed when you get done. And AJ, I don't know if you read, do you read your reviews? Do you read them at all?
No.
Yeah, yeah. AllMusic's, and I know this guy because I've read his stuff before, Stephen Thomas Erlewine, AllMusic.com, starts off with, says, much of the pleasure of Just Like Medicine lies in its sheer sonics. And that's what you were talking about in the beginning, the way you wanted the album to sound. That's pretty good right there. He's already digging it, how it sounds in his ears. That's all the review I need right there. I'm just closing the magazine. And walking away. So, AJ, my absolute pleasure that you took time to be on the radio with us this morning.
And I can't wait to play the Orpheum, and I'm, you know, just really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hope the people there get a chance to come out, because it's this is a, you know, we bring crying back. You know, it's really emotional. This show is really, you know, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah.
And I haven't had anyone disappointed.
Yeah, no.
You know, and everyone comes up to me after the show and just says, you know, I cried half the show. and that's the highest compliment.
Absolutely.
Really, you know, it's an emotional thing, but it's not just some nostalgia show. You know, there's a lot going on, and we're having a lot of fun on stage at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I think people need to know is that there's a lot of, it's high energy. Even though, you know, you've got songs like Time in a Bottle or whatever, you know, we make sure that the energy level stays up. So, the audience is really involved, and, you know, I think it's, I'm really proud of it.
Yeah. He'll be singing his dad's music, Jim Croce. Maybe you love him, and maybe you always have. And then hear AJ's music too. Just Like Medicine is a great album, and it's on pretty much every platform, probably, AJ, that you know of.
I think so. Yeah. And it's getting good radio play. It's still on a couple of charts, and I mean, that's pretty great for indie record. So I'm proud of it, and you know, I'm proud of everyone that came in and played, and I'm grateful.
You should be, brother. Have a great year on the road.
Thanks, man.
Take care. Thanks to my guest, AJ Croce. If you'd like to go to the show, I got a pair of tickets for you right now at 342-9194 to go tonight. If you don't win them and you just want to go tonight, tickets are $25 at the door, Orpheum Theater, and the show kicks off about 7:30.
I can see it's I could stay, but that ain't right. I've got a lot to learn in time, my mind. But I'm a fool up. I'm full up. I'm full up on you. I took a lie, but now I'm through. You tell a lie, then you believe it's true. I won't tell you what to do. Full up on you. Full.